Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Another blessed day in Christ Jesus. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. And once again, I'm grateful to Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, who has given me the opportunity once again to share the Word of God again with you. I thank God for all you that are listening to the broadcast. And once again, it doesn't matter what part of the world you're listening to the broadcast at. Doesn't matter what nationality, color, race, or gender you are, I want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. If you have any questions, any comments about the broadcast, any prayer requests, call me at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone lines will be open at all times throughout the broadcast. Those of you that are like doing it over the air, just contact us. The email address is godswordtoman@gmail.com. That's G-O-D-S-W-R-D, the number 2, M-A-N, at gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we're giving to you. Praise be to God. So, without further ado, we thank God for another blessed day on this Saturday. I know for some of you that say, hey, it's a rarity for you, Brother Nate, to be on a Saturday evening, but I just believe that I needed to come forth with this message today. Amen. So wherever you're listening to me at, why don't you join in with me in prayer, and we will go right into the message today. Amen. Let us pray. Father, we thank you. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, who is God. And above you, there is no other. There is one, none, that is wiser than thee. No one can do what you have done and done what you do. So, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we're grateful today for this word that you've given. Father, I pray, Lord God, that you would anoint the words of my mouth to bring glory and honor to your name. And Father, in Jesus' name, that hearts will be converted, eyes will be opened, ears will be opened too, in the name of Jesus. Faith will be restored. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Father, I thank you. Amen and amen. Praise be to God. Thank God for all you that's listening. Don't forget later on today, 7 o'clock, Heart to Heart with Brother Lee and the Handmaidens. Look for that at 7 o'clock tonight. Amen. I want to go into a message today, and I have this set for a 30-minute broadcast, but if the Lord have me to go longer, then praise God. And I want to talk about something that was reported actually yesterday through Fox News. And it is something that, to me, that is portraying and showing where the hearts of many who are, quote, in church and even in leadership position, where their heart lies concerning really standing and believing on the Word of God. The title of this message is, Why Are You Shocked? Why are you shocked? Now, some of you listening say, well, okay, what is this alluding to, Brother Nate? Because who are you talking to when you ask such a question? Well, I want to give to you what this is about and why this is titled the way it is. Amen. And I want to give you the report, and then I want to give some scriptures and give you where the Word of God has to say about it, and I stand with the Word of God on it. Amen. Yesterday, there was a report from through the website for the page will be Fox News, just in case you want to look it up, because I'm going to give you the title, about this Baptist pastor, okay, in Canada. And the title of the article was Shocked After Being Fired for Transgender Reveal. I'm going to say it again. Baptist pastor shocked after being fired for transgender reveal. Once again, you can look this title up, see this article for yourself. It was published, you might well say yesterday, because is over 24 hours ago. And I want to read to you what the article said, and then I want to come back with the scripture and and where I stand on it with the Word of God on it. Amen? Now, this is what the article says. A pastor in Canada was fired for theological reasons, her church says. Now, after coming out as transgender in an online sermon, the Reverend, and I hope I'm pronouncing this well, this name is J-U-N-I-A, I guess it's Junior June Joplin, who is originally from North Carolina, surprised some in June, that's June of this year, with the announcement of Lauren Baptist Church in Mississauga, Ontario, that's Canada, and I hope I'm pronouncing that place right, during a service held online due to the coronavirus lockdown. And she goes on to say, or this is what Junius has said, I want you to hear me when I tell you that I'm not just supposed to be a pastor, a woman, Joplin said. My friends, my family, my name is Junior. You can call me June. I'm a transgender woman, and my pronouns are she and her. More than half of the 111-member congregation voted to terminate the contract after Joplin came out. A journey she began in 2018 by telling her spouse and sons. The church has journeyed for the past month through a process of attempting to discern God's will resulting from June's announcement of June the 14th, 2020, that she's a transgender woman. The church where Joplin began leading in 2014 said Wednesday in a statement to CBC News, prayerful discernment and discussions between June and the congregation, it was determined for theological reasons that it is not in God's will that June remain as our pastor. Joplin told Fox News she was shocked and dismayed to hear the church point to the theological reasons. She says she has employed LGBTQ plus people before without incident and has preached an inclusive message to positive feedback. I recognize that many Baptists would not employ a trans woman as pastor, Joplin said, but Lauren Park never explicitly indicated they were one of the churches until Monday, when the slimmest of majorities made that decision for everyone. Denomination Canadian Baptist of Ontario and Quebec has been ordaining women since 1948 and is a more theological, moderate denomination compared to many Baptists in the States, Joplin explained. But like all Baptist bodies, we don't agree or share a unified stance on many theological issues, she added. Despite that, Joplin told CBC News she was grateful for the church's immediate response for her coming out sermon. I am grateful to them, and I want to acknowledge just how kind and respectful at least their language has been, Joplin said. Nobody intentionally misgendered me or did anything that was intentionally disrespectful, so there has been a grace and kindness through the entire process. On Sunday, Joplin is preaching via Zoom at St. Charles Avenue Baptist Church in New Orleans. Okay. As y'all have gathered from the report and the article, that this transgender person was shocked because the church fired this person from being pastor because of them finding out by this person, in fact, last month online, coming out saying that they were a transgender. And as I told you, the title of the message that I'm sending out today is Why Are You Shocked? And the thing about it is that it's reported that this, quote, pastor was fired for theological reasons, okay? Hallelujah. And
My thing is this. And it says here, after a month of prayer, discernment, prayerful discernment and discussion between June and the congregation, it was determined for theological reasons that it is not in God's will for June to remain as pastor. So according to the report, the church had a meeting with June, and they said because of the theological reasons that it is not in God's will. Now, from what I understand in looking up the word theological in Webster Dictionary, it means the study of theologically, theology, or theology, and that is dealing with the study of religious faith and of God. So if we break it down to that and say they came from the Word of God to this transgender who wants to call himself Junior or June, then if you're really a pastor of God, then you should be seeing the same thing, that this thing is not of God. In fact, if you're being a pastor, you should see that the homosexuality, when God mentions it in Leviticus, you know, in Leviticus 20th chapter, God said if a man lie with mankind as he would with a woman, it's an abomination. And when you get to Romans 1, God never changes on that. He tells you in Romans chapter 1 how men was burning in lust towards one another, dishonoring their bodies. And God called it uncleanness, okay? Amen. And then when you get to the book of Corinthians, Paul said that there was many committing uncleanness that needed to repent. So according to God, owed to the New Testament, he never changed his mind on the wrongness of homosexuality. Okay? Now, the other thing we got to look at too, and I'm gonna, before I go into that, I want to finish saying that if it's dealing with true, as they call theological reasons, dealing with God, his word, and what he says and all that, once again, if this, quote, so-called pastor was really a pastor of God, and you're really studying the word, then you would understand and see that, and get this, this stuff is not something that is hidden. There's some things in the word of God that God speaks plain, okay? Homosexuality is plainly spoken from the Old to the New Testament, okay? There's no, you know, misreading on that. It's plainly open. And so apparently this, quote, so-called pastor had to fix in their mind that I'm not going to accept this. Because I noticed that through the years, some of those that they claim to be of God, when they come across scriptures like mentioned in Leviticus and all that, they always coming up with these different kind of reasons why that is not for today. Okay? Like I heard one, quote, woman who appeared to be a man some years ago, who appeared to be like a man, speaking on this from the Old Testament. She said, oh, well, you know, God, is dealing with populating. How did she say it? Populating the earth, or the earth was already populated. It was something around that nature. And I said, say what? No, that's not it. And so they come up with these things. So this pastor was shocked. And I'm like, why are you shocked? If you're really for the word of God, you shouldn't even have been shocked. Now, the only thing I can see that you were shocked at, as this pastor said, now this pastor has, well, this person that called himself a pastor, okay, has said that, she said, she have employed LGBTQ people before without incident and has preached an inclusive message to positive feedback. So apparently she says, hey, I didn't see no problem with it. We've hired LGBTQ people to work with us before. I have, quote, spoken a message, an inclusive message, got positive feedback. I just don't get why y'all cutting me off now. Now, let's look on that side. And maybe this person may be telling the truth. This is why in the church you got to watch what you allow. You allow something or some, you know, if people want to go an extra mile. And many of these churches are putting homosexuals in leaders of the choir, leaders in the pulpits, and many of them have this spirit where they just take over the church, even from the pastor, okay? And you find nowhere in Scripture that has a transgender or a homosexual leading the church. You're not finding that. Because if he did, then God would contradict his own self. And God is not an author of confusion, but of peace. So, therefore, you have many churches today doing what one of the things that Paul mentions in Romans chapter 1. And in Romans chapter 1, I want to read this verse for you, what he talks about here. Let's see, in Romans 1. Romans chapter 1, when he said in verse 22 and 23, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. Now, he's talking about God, talking about his own people. He said, the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like corruptible man, into birds, four-footed beasts, and creeping things. When you go to change something that God has set up, you're getting on in trouble and on dangerous ground. You're heading to sin. You're headed to death and destruction. See, God told Jeremiah in the book of Jeremiah chapter 1, he said, before you were formed in the womb, I knew thee. So God said, I knew you. I knew what gender you would come out of the womb. And even go deeper, God said in the book of Genesis, all through the scriptures, God said, I created man. Now, if this person that claimed to be a pastor really was studying the word of God and they see that God said he created man, then God knew what he wanted man to be. So if he saw you as he wanted you to come forth as a woman, then as a woman, or a man as a man, you ain't coming out. Just like this person said here in the article, said, I'm telling you, I'm not just supposed to be just a pastor, but I'm supposed to be a woman. I said, says who? Because it didn't come from God. When God created you, he knew what he wanted you to be. There was no confusion. So when God created you and you came out a man and you talking about you're supposed to be a woman, what you're saying is that God messed up. Amen. That's exactly what you're saying. You're saying God didn't know what he wants you to be. He was confused. Amen. And I serve the true living God. He's not confused. He knows what you be, what he wants you to be. He knows the purpose. You know, we're called with a calling. We have a purpose when we come into this world. Did you know that? Didn't you know that you weren't just to come into this world just to eat, sleep, work, make money, and all that? You came in this world. You have a purpose. This is why the enemy is trying to kill as many people as he can and lead as many people as he can to hell. Because why? He don't want them to complete the purpose that God has called them to be. So when God put that purpose on you, he knew where he wanted you to be. He said, I put this purpose on you as a woman. I put this purpose on you as a man. He didn't put this purpose on you, then call you to be a man, but then talking about it really meant for you to be a woman when you come out. That's confusion. Amen. That is straight up confusion. And you find that many of these churches are allowing this. They are operating in this. They have compromised the word of God. Now, as I read in the report, what did this transgender do? Now this transgender had went to a church called St. Charles Baptist Church in New Orleans. Wow. How can this transgender, they call themselves, easily, you know, be fired from one church and go to another church preaching in the pulpit? Because the churches have turned to the corruptible way. Amen. When the world got to the point, said, hey, we accept homosexuality, same-sex marriages, now you find the church and say, well, the world accepted, well, we might well just do it. That's the attitude. That's the spirit that they operate in. Do you hear what I'm saying? And that's no-no in the sight of God. Now, this person says to my friends and my family, in other words, she said, well, this transgender said, My friends, my family, my name is Junior. You can call me June. Now, I'm here to say something. It said my pronouns are she and her. Now, I'm here to say this. I'm not going to honor that. Because when you're honoring that, then you're coming and saying, I accept that. I'm not going to honor that. If I know that this person, before they got the transgender operation, name was John, then that's what I'm going to call them. I'm going to call them John. I'm going to call them a he. I'm not calling them a she or a her. And see, that's how it's gotten people. And what people fail to understand, so many Christians think that we're going to just be in the church talking about how we believe God and we stand with God, clapping, falling on the ground, jumping up, doing the kicking, everything, and think that you ain't going to have to show that you stand for the word of God. Amen. See, when you are like that, the only thing you're doing is putting on a show in church service. That's all you're doing. And see, so many Christians, they think that they ain't going to have to show and prove that they stand on the word of God. They don't think they're going to have to do that. So you get out of the world, and if the world say, hey, we're going to call Harry and Rena, and you go, well, if they call him, I might as well call him. No, I'm not going to acknowledge that. I'm not going to acknowledge that, okay? Hallelujah. Glory to the Boshita. I sense the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord. It has gotten out of control. It has got out of hand. Amen. And so now this person that's a, quote, transgender, say that they were shocked that the church fired them. Talk to them, this person, and the church pointed to theological reason, which I'm going to stand to say they went from the word of God standpoint. So if you are a pastor like you claim you are, then how come you're not going from the word of God standpoint? To see that the word of God said homosexuality is an abomination. The word of God said man created man. I mean, God created man, excuse me. Not man created, God created man. And it says God have created man. Did he know what he wanted you to be when you come out the womb? He wasn't confused. And so many people, you know, that's the message they sent it. When you're saying that you really was a woman, but you was in a man body, you're saying God was confused. Amen. That he was confused at what he. So when he talking about he knew you, amen. You don't see in the scripture where it said God knew this person and he knew they supposed to be a transgender. No. Amen. Hallelujah. So my question to this person. And this person said, he called his name Junior. I'm not going by that because I'd like to know where your name was before you decided to say, I'm really supposed to be a woman. And then this person said they told their spouse and their children and their sons, okay? We have in the article, there is no statement on how the spouse and the kids reacted. There's no statement on that, okay? That could be number reason on that. One of them could be they didn't handle that well. But we don't want to report on that. We want to report on, quote, just the good thing. And so we got to show, quote, the church is wrong in what? Firing this person. And I commend this church. And may the Lord bless them to walk in a greater light in the word of God. I commend them. Amen. And I pray for this person that claimed to be a transgender that they will repent and get back in line with God. Amen. Now, I got to admit, some of the people have started off with the Lord, okay, and fallen into error. Maybe this person was one of them. Then again, maybe this person was not. Maybe they never did come to the Lord. Amen. You got to look at both sides on that. Now, so I wanted to address that issue. Amen. Hallelujah. And I want you all to understand, the word of God is the word of God, and God's word is not going to change to suit me, you, or anybody else. When he said homosexuality and all that is abomination, that's what he means. He's not going to change on it. Amen? And I want you to see this is where we're coming to in this day and time. And out of this, God is going to bring forth a remnant. They're going to be the ones that are going to truly stand on the word. They ain't going to be taking this stuff talking about, well, we accept transgender and all this stuff. No. And you're going to see the ones that are really for the word of God and those that are not. Trust me, you are. Praise be to God. Let us pray. Father, we thank you. In the name of thy son, Jesus, for another day and another time. Father, I pray that this message that I've delivered to the people will be heard in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Father, bless eyes to be open and ears, hearts to be converted, faith to be restored through this message in the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, I will give you glory and honor and praise. In Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen. Praise be to God. Thank God for all you've been listening. Don't forget, 7 o'clock, Heart to Heart with Brother Lee and the Handmaidens. Praise be to God. So, therefore, I thank God for all you've been listening. This is Brother Nate for another God's Word to Man broadcast. May God bless you. May he keep you. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless.
Holy Spirit, we welcome you.